Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I say that awfully quickly every day. Some days I stutter over it, but I mean it. I mean it with all my heart. I'm here because of you, and I love you. I feel like you're a part of my family, and I feel like we're in this battle together. And you go, what battle? A battle. The beetle battle in a puddle and a muddle. All right. That was a Fox and Sox quotation, very badly done, from Dr. Seuss. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll get on with today's show. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you. We beg you for your constant forgiveness. You know this world is filled with evil men and women. We all have an evil within us, but for you, we would be as they. Thank you for the changing of our hearts and your continual guidance in our lives. I ask you today again to keep President Donald Trump safe. Guide him with Vice President Pence. Lead those who counsel and advise them. May each session of morning prayer be such that they will be led and their day will be led and guided by you. I pray for those who hate. May you prick their hearts and open their eyes to your truth, to your salvation and wisdom and love. I ask that you will keep at bay and punish the enemies here on our land and as well as those on foreign lands. Lock the jaws of those speaking lies, just like you locked the jaws of the lions for Daniel. Guide me today, O Father. Help me to do that you would have me to do, and to say and encourage as you would have me to speak. Bless CSE Talk Radio, Heavenly Father. You know our needs here. You know the pressures. Show me the way to be that voice, to care for this show, your show, and glorify your name always. And in all ways, for such a time as this, I pray. Amen. I was reading through the articles this morning and the news, and not a whole lot of new news. I didn't even see anything on the breaking news this morning on that there was a terrorist shooting, and it was not here. It was in another country. And I didn't hear any more about it in it. And I said, well, it was in Korea. No, it was in Thailand. And I'm thinking, if it was in Thailand, they don't have guns, so how'd that happen? And my husband said, well, it was a military person. And that's all I've heard about it. I haven't heard any more about it. I haven't seen any other articles. And I didn't even think to search for it this morning.
Well, I mean, 20 dead and the gunman was killed.
And we haven't heard anything, really.
A little bit.
Well, they have gun laws there. They have lots of gun control. I'm going to give you a quote here that we have shared before, and it's going to become one of my favorites. Actually, it is one of my favorites because I think it's timely with what we're going through here in the United States of America. I watched, as you know, I always watched Levin on Sunday nights. And when I don't get to watch him in real time, I have to watch him late, which is what I did last night. And you will laugh. You will say, well, Beth, if your eyes are droopy this morning, it's your fault. And it always is my fault. But I had to watch. I went down and I told my husband, because we just changed our provider. We went to Como Connect and got off Dish. Saved a little bit of money there. And I hadn't figured out. I didn't know how to. Before, we had certain shows that I watch for the news. Scheduled to automatically record in case I didn't get to watch them in real time and I didn't have to watch them at midnight or 1 o'clock when they rerun them. And Mark Levin is one of those that we had not yet programmed. So I asked him, I said, would you program Mark Levin to run tonight to record so that I can watch it later because John Wayne, the Cowboys, is coming on, and I wanted to watch John Wayne, the Cowboys. Now, I know you probably laugh at me. I watch all these cowboy shows. Rudy thinks it's hysterical. But you learn lessons from the Cowboys. And there was a bully. And the bully did horrible, terrible things. And the bully lost in the end. This quote is from Thomas Jefferson. When once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. Every other correction is either useless or new evil. Now, I started to say, before I got to chasing the John Wayne shiny, that Mark Levin had a gentleman on. I did not catch his name. I'm going to watch it. It's going to be a requirement for Rudy as a volunteer here to watch it this afternoon. Because he talked about our government. He talked about it being a republic and that the founding fathers did not want a democracy. And yet that's all we hear from the politicians is we've got to save the democracy. They're going to kill our democracy. It's all about the democracy. No. It's about a republic. He also said some things talking about the impeachment and the powers, how they are distributed and the balance of powers, branches of government, chambers of Congress, the branches of government. So it was real interesting, and I could tell that Mark Levin was not in 100% agreement with him all along the way, but they didn't get in a big fight, they didn't argue, he just kept asking questions. And that's how we do it. We keep asking questions. And maybe one will learn from the other, and the other will learn from the other one. Right? So keep that quote in mind about the corruption. Because the only way to remove it, my friends, is you. So I was reading lots of articles this morning about such things as politics, evil, and corruption. One article optimistically stated that our system worked. Which is kind of what this guy last night on Levin was saying. I wondered if it was the same writer because at the end he was promoting a book. I'm still not sure that that's 100% true. Did the system work? Or did they work the system? Another article is stating, and it was from Suburban Women, and they had him on one of the Fox News things in the mornings, which we don't see. And they were calling for the country to come together after this Trump versus Pelosi feud. Well, if they think that's all it was, they missed a great deal. Because it goes much, 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 much deeper than a Trump-Pelosi feud. And I asked these women, I didn't ask them, but I'm asking, I guess, what do you call that? I'm just throwing this question out. Okay, any of the mothers out there listening, any of the women out there listening who have been not so on top of things with Trump because of his language, because of the way he does things, how do you tell your kids, your children, to handle a bully? Because everybody deals with a bully some point in time in their lives. And it doesn't stop. There are bullies around every corner trying to see how far they can push you. How do you tell them to deal with a bully? We're going to talk about that when we come back before we get on with some of the other stories, because I think what we've seen is a lot of bullying going on. And who's paying for it? You and I are. That's who's paying for it. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have Tim from Iowa. He's got an idea on how to handle bullies. Tim, how are you doing today?
Hi, Beth. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How do you think? Don't you see these people as bullies, though? How would you handle a bully?
Well, in a pure democracy, the wolves get together and decide when they're going to eat the sheep. So democracy is a basic system. That promotes bullyism to me.
It does.
The best way is to have a republic where the minority has a say. You have deliberation, especially in the Senate, as far as from a government standpoint. The Senate, we have the rules set up so we take a long time before we decide what we're going to do to somebody. So, but the thought occurs to me, though, we have to take, if we're talking about democracy, we got to take it from who the source is now. If we're talking about a corrupt insider who's been around the game a long time, they're talking democracy. I've got to question where they're coming from on that. Are they trying to change the way we approach it? But if I'm dealing with a 22-year-old senior in college who's using that term, I'm not real sure if they recognize that they could believe in a Republican form of government. In a republic, but they're not sure of the term. So it's a very catchy thing that we're in right now that we have to kind of look at the source a little bit, too.
Well, he talked about that last night, the democracy and the republic, and he talked about impeachment, this gentleman on Levin, And, you know, he talked about exactly what you were saying, but the individual, the republic is there to protect the individual. And that's what the democracy absolutely does not do. It oversteps everyone that's in the minority. And yet, you know, the Democrats keep claiming that they're for the minority, but then they scream democracy. However, you know, many Republicans will use that. I heard Matt Gaetz use that more than once. Democracy, democracy. You know, and it's like, stop it. Stop calling it. But they have done that through their language, that everyone is kind of trained to think that the United States government is a democracy, and it's not. It wasn't supposed to be.
That tells me that they're getting feedback on opinion polls and stuff, that democracy resonates better with people. Like Matt Gaetz, I think he's okay. I think he believes in a republic, but I don't necessarily think he's somebody that's trying to change us fundamentally. But that's what I mean.
But the language does matter.
Yeah, I know. But see, our grandchildren don't understand that best.
So why don't we tell these folks like Matt Gaetz and some of these others to stop saying democracy and start saying republic? Maybe they don't because they're Republicans. But, you know, I have noticed that Hannity is saying it a lot more. And I heard Lou Dobbs say it a lot more. They've stopped saying democracy all the time, and they've been saying the republic.
Yeah. And that to me is saying that they're seeing some trend somewhere where the idea of getting the principle of what happens in a republic and what goes on in a republic and the fundamentals of it get communicated better and promoted better by using the word democracy instead of republic, because republic sounds too much like Republican, and like in Lou Dobbs' case, he's trying to be an independent. So, but I don't know if that's a great way to do it, though. It still comes down to we all got to take our grandkids by the hand and teach them the basics, because they're probably not going to get it in school.
Well, I'm going to be in Wyoming in May, and I'm speaking at their state Republican convention on May 7th. And they wanted me to speak about the Constitution. I'm sure they're listening. There's a few of them up there listening, and that's what I'm going to hit on is the individual. We were designed to be governed locally, not dictated from D.C. That is the democracy of it. I mean, they are dictating to us, and it's, you know, that's why they don't like the Electoral College. And the gentleman with Levin last night talked about the Electoral College, and he said that he thinks the system is working, as does the one that I read the article about this morning. I'm not sure. It worked. I know, and you know, that we have a lot of voter fraud going on across this nation. And yet, we managed to get President Donald Trump elected, even with the bought and paid for corruption that Hillary led. Even then, it worked. The American people's voice was heard. And all we've listened to since that time is the Democrats in particular. There's a few Republicans, you know, those never-Trumpers, that have done everything they can to get rid of Trump.
Yeah, and as you know, if your numbers are big enough, it's going to be pretty hard for them to voter fraud you out of winning. So that tells you his numbers were pretty darn big.
Well, and I think he did win big, and I think this next time he's going to win bigger.
Yeah,
and I am concerned about what they're going to do. I am concerned about what the Democrats are going to pull.
And we've still got Democratic precincts out here that haven't been turned in yet, so on the caucus. And maybe someday somebody's grandkids will pull that out of the dresser drawer and say, oh, look.
Look what I found. You know, well, at least you didn't have any hanging chads. It was all on those iPhones, you know, those smartphones that keep it all together.
Speaking of John Wayne, the biggest lesson you ever learn about the democratic process is on election night, if there's ballots missing, check the local saloon.
Yeah, they tried to steal those too, didn't they?
Yeah.
They did. They tried to get that box before it could get counted. I I wanted to ask you, I don't want to see the Iowa caucus in just because it's tradition, and I think it's a good thing, but they sure messed it up this year. What do you think? Do you think they're talking about it ending? Of course, I know that's rural America, so whether it's Democratic or Republic, they don't care. They want to see it end. What do you think? You're there.
Well,
what do you
let's think? See. Buttigieg ended up with about 15 delegates. That's about $1 million a delegate. I've seen this coming on for a long time. The First in the Nation status is over. It costs too much. I would be very, very hard to believe the major media markets. I didn't see one on election night wasn't mad. They spent a lot of money to send people out there, and nothing happened. One girl on Fox News said, "We're at the event center here in case an event actually happens." So
I'm going to ask
three cycles in a row, three strikes, you're out.
I'm going to ask a question, and it's really going to show Beth's stupidity. But why can't the Iowans take over their caucus and count the votes? Why can't we have a committee from Iowa? They count every vote. And let's keep the Democrat and the Republican parties out of it as far as counting their own votes. Why don't we have, or maybe they do, have a certain council or committee or whatever there from Iowa that does all the counting of the votes. Now, there'd have to be Republicans, Democrats on it, and independents. But why can't we do it that way and just cut these guys out?
Well, like the Iowa Secretary of State always points out, this is a private night. The caucus, the two parties are private entities. That gets down to another article. I think the best way to defend the Electoral College is to make the president's election exclusive. Have a day just for it instead of mixing it in with the other states. I know it's in the Constitution that they have that right, but you'll never see the state or any other state kind of interject. They set it up for as far as for electoral calendar and stuff like that. It gets passed out the state house, but your rules are all of the Republican and Democratic parties and the Libertarian Party for that matter. They're all private groups and they're meeting according to their constitutional right to assemble. And I don't know the specialness of the presidency. Do we really need this primary process, and do we need private organizations picking our candidates for us?
Hmm. All right. It's all Greek to me.
Yeah.
It's all Greek to me. All right, well, I just hate to see you lose it because I know it's something rural. And...
Oh, I do, too. It's fun, but yeah. I'd be surprised.
And I think it ought to be reconstructed maybe so that it's a little more fun. Let's put it that way. Let's make a real circus out of it. You're listening to thank you, Tim. I appreciate the call. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. When we come back, I'm gonna tell you the advice that I gave my kids regarding bullies when they were in school. I'm not sure it'll go along with the politics of things, but I think it's something worth listening to. Obviously, or I would have told my kids how to do it. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We've all dealt with bullies, and we all will continue in our lives to deal with bullies. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-759-5081. That's 800-759-5081. 800-759-5081.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So dealing with bullies, as I was raising boys, they had to deal with a few bullies, and I'm hoping they were never the bully. I don't think they were. But first I would tell them to ignore them. I didn't tell them to go tattle. I told them to ignore them. And then second, I told them you got to pick your battles. Some are not worth the effort or the punishment that will follow. That the second guy that swings is the one that gets caught. Also, when you're picking your battles, you know, you've got to understand, and I don't hear this saying too much anymore, but sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And I did teach them that. I don't know if they rolled their eyes and didn't listen to me or not.
That was before Facebook, though.
That was before Facebook, when everybody needed their crying corners and everything. Thirdly, I told them never throw the first punch. And I said, but don't let somebody take you out. You got to fight back. So my boys didn't get into too many scuffles that I know of, but they did get into a few. And several of those times, they were defending a younger brother or younger school person and are smaller from a bully. In fact, my one son gets up. He was defending somebody, and then the guy was much bigger than him. And he said, well, I'm just going to stand here and take it. I know I'm going to get whooped. And about that time, there was a voice from a window that saw what was going on, and it was one of his older brothers hollering at this other kid who was younger and smaller than the older brother, and he took off running. And he didn't bother Eddie again. It was Eddie that got picked on. He tells that in his sermons every now and then about how his brother came to his rescue, which is pretty comical because they were constantly fighting at home. At home, there was always a struggle for power. That is it. That is the nature of man and woman, mankind, I should say. But it's also not about being a toxic. It's about your behavior. It's not toxic masculinity. My boys did a lot of fighting and a lot of wrestling and a lot of punching, and they got into a few things. But a wise woman told me one time that they have to be like that because they are the ones, now I guess this would be considered sexist, that they are the ones who have to get out and fight the world to keep and take care of their families, to protect them and to take care of them, and in the worker world. Doesn't matter what occupation you're in, whether you're an old tough guy out there on the construction side or you're in an office, door salesman, whatever it is, you've got to fight the world to provide for your family. So, as John Wayne said when he was approaching this guy, he said, you're a hard man. He goes, it's a hard life. And it is a hard life. There's nothing that's easy. Once in a while you have a little smooth sailing, but there's nothing that's easy. Life is full of bumps, full of challenges. So I'm not sure that I agree 100% that the system worked when we acquitted the president in the Senate. Now, I have to laugh. I'm going to give him a little credit here. I have one of the listeners on my Facebook that he said he thought the way you handle a bully is to crack him over the head with a chair, but then the scripture says turn the other cheek. So he says, I guess I can't do that. That is the third thing you do there, the third thing. But don't make it the first punch. Make it the second. I am concerned about the system of our government, and I'll tell you why. I'm concerned because of who's running it there in Congress and in the Senate. Well, Congress is the Senate. It's the House and the Senate. Two chambers, AOC, two chambers. And they're there to check and balance one another. And what they have done with this president has been a constant barrage of lies and deceit. And the media has been in on it with them. And let me tell you, Fox is profiting from this. They may be on the president's side most of the time. There's several of their shows that are not, and they really shouldn't be taking sides. But they're opinion shows. They're not news shows. But they're profiting from it. So who is it really costing? It's costing you, the American people. The money, the time, the aggravation. And their liberties. You elected a president, even if you're not the one who voted for President Donald Trump. I didn't vote for President Barack Obama, but he was still the president of the United States. I didn't want somebody to take him out, like they've been saying about President Donald Trump. They say he's divided this country. I'm telling you, they're the ones dividing this country, and they started it a long time ago, before President Trump became president. Because, you see, they have to divide you. They have to put you in categories in order to control you. They need to pit you against one another. The bully may come back with a little team behind him. And that's what they've done. The original bully, as my mind is thinking, is Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton was so, she wanted that presidency so bad, and she's a corrupt, evil woman anyway, that she would do anything to get it. But the American people were tired of it. We're tired of the Republicans telling us they're going to do this or that. We're tired of the threats from the Democrat parties. We're tired of it. A republic means you're the ones in charge. That Constitution is the, what do you say? It's the law. It's that line drawn in the sand for those we have elected. These are the things you are not allowed to touch. You have certain responsibilities, and those alone are yours. Nothing else. There's nothing in the Constitution that says they need to put up gun control laws. Nothing. Or that they need to pass health care laws to force you into buying insurance, because there's many people who don't need it. And there's many people who can't afford it. President Donald Trump, if you ever, ever listen to this show, please realize why health care is expensive. It has nothing to do with insurance. Well, it has everything to do with insurance, as a matter of fact. It has something to do with the control over the health care system. Who tells who how much an x-ray is going to cost? Who tells who when they can have this test or that test for whatever the ailment might be? Who made the decision years ago that when one family comes down with an ailment, the doctor can't say, well, I'm going to give you this with five refills because I know all five of your kids are going to get this. They can't do that anymore. So you have to pack them all up and take them to the doctor every single time one of them gets sick. It's inconvenient and it's expensive because you have to pay the doctor every time you go back. I had a family physician that he when one of them got sick, he said, every one of them's going to get this, so I'm going to make X amount of refills on this antibiotic and this decongestant or whatever it was they needed. You can't do that anymore. There's no common sense in it anymore, President. Who's telling them all what to do? Clue. It's the insurance company. And they're profiting on everyone, every which direction. Well, didn't intend to go that direction. We'll try to get back on course when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. But it's just another form of corruption and deceit. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We will be right back.
Move on. I lay my heart on these tracks.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And I've chased a few rabbits today, and I hope you've been able to follow me. I haven't even got through my monologue yet. That's how bad it's been. But I am concerned about the system, because I don't believe the system is working. I think it works just enough. It worked that we managed to get President Donald Trump elected, but then it all started caving in when it worked in a way that they're working the system against you. His impeachment should have never even happened. The Mueller investigation should have never even happened. But they're claiming that the system worked because of all the corruption, and it still worked. But they're not done with it yet. No, the bullies aren't done. They're gathering a little more gang behind them, and they're going to come back. They've promised. They want to see all of his tax returns, all of his dealings. They said he's using the presidency for profit. He hasn't even taken a salary. He keeps giving it away. He gave up some of his companies, some of his entities, and his control over them. I know, his kids still have control. What is the man supposed to do? What would satisfy them? He's lost money while he's been president. We can't say that about Nancy Pelosi and her 28-year reign as a representative. And what has that gained those in California? Homes on the street, shooting up, defecating on the streets, disease. The places she has under her control look more like China in the coronavirus. Filthy. The coronavirus is spreading rapidly. but so is the corrupt virus of D.C. They promised they won't stop. Who are they? Who is the they always say, we're going to keep this going? Who? Who wants it to keep going besides people like Bill Kristol and Nancy Pelosi, Nadler, Schiff, Schumer, Hillary, Comey, Bolton? Who? Who wants it? It has cost us nearly $40 million. The American people.
Just follow the money. You'll find out who wants to keep going. Attorneys, lawyers.
Oh, yeah. Lovers loving lawyers. Lawyers loving lawyers is the saying there in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia. We are in a mess. And if you listen to people like Bernie Sanders, Klobuchar, Lizzie, Buttigieg, if you listen to them and Biden, if he wasn't so corrupt, I'd feel sorry for Biden. He's going to lose this so badly. And instead of going out as I was vice president, he's going to go out as the crazy old man that didn't have a clue where he was. Too old, too tired to keep up with the others. And none of them are spring chickens. Klobuchar, she's not that old, I don't think. I don't know. She may be my age. I don't know. I don't like her demeanor. Just for that alone, I'd never vote for her. We do like to hear Yang. We like to hear Yang yak. We like to hear him talk. Don't agree with him. But he doesn't follow the same path as those others. They really agree on everything. They really do. They agree that they want everything socialist. They agree that they won't use the word communist, but that's what they want. Let me give you a quote here from somebody. This year, now think about Virginia. This year will go down in history for the first time a civilized nation has full gun registration. Our streets will be safer, our police more efficient, and the world will follow our lead into the future. That was said in 1935 by Adolf Hitler.
Wow.
What does that make you think of? Virginia? Virginia? This nation is in trouble. And the only ones who can save it are you. We the people. We're the only ones that can turn this mess around. But we have to stay vigilant. We can't do it by forgetting who we are, whose we are. We have to stay on top of it. I'm trying to find my little quote. I lost it already. Oh, I put it in my monologue. So the quote today, again, is, when once a republic is corrupted, and I think we can all agree this political arena in the United States of America is corrupted. There is no possibility of remedying it, any of the growing evils, but by the removal of the corruption and restoring its lost principles, every other correction is either useless or a new evil. We'll have an election in how many days? 266 days. Will you remove not just a few, but I'm talking across this nation? Nothing would speak louder than the removal of every Democrat who's running for office. It can't be every Democrat because not all of them are up for election, re-election. But every Democrat. And you need to make those phone calls to get Pelosi to step down. Will she do it? I don't know, but you need to make your voice heard. 202-224-3121. It's just that simple.
And why is it we want every Democrat out?
And then the Republicans have no place to hide. No one to hide behind. This is a little poem that I shared with you, I think, on the 4th of July. Are you proud to be an American? Do you say, I'm an American? I've not gone to any foreign countries other than Canada. I am an American. That's the way most of us put it. Just matter-of-factly. They are plain words, those four. You could write them on your thumbnail, or you could sweep them clear across this bright autumn sky. But remember, too, that they are more than words. They are a way of life. So whenever you speak them firmly. Speak them proudly. Speak them gratefully, not apologetically. I am an American. And then put your feet to your words and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.